Time for the Local Hero Spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the Local Hero Folks, and Cheryl Johnson from Taylor's Tavern.
And restaurant.
Okay, you yell.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to use vague generalities here. For what I perceive to be the town of Greenfield, there is a Hatfield and McCoy's thing. There's the big box versus the smart growth. There is the People's Pint versus the Taylor's Tavern crowds. And I know people who will go to Taylor's every day but would be afraid to set foot in the People's Pint and vice versa.
It's true.
Cheryl, you can attest to this.
Oh, yes.
What causes that? You've been at Taylor's for how long?
23 years.
Yeah.
When you go to the People's Pint, what seems different about it?
You know, I haven't been to the People's Pint in a long time.
But you have been there at least.
I have been there,
okay.
Yes.
Well, that's good. Yes. We're getting there, baby steps.
So you're able to cross over.
Well, I think a lot of it is the food that is offered at each place.
Now, Hope and Olive and People's Pint have staked their claim out of the gate, sourcing local, using a lot of local agriculture. Taylor's Tavern, not typically thought of that way, but should be now, thanks to you, right, Cheryl?
Absolutely.
And this is a recent development, sort of, over the last few years.
Yes. We just started getting acquainted with Bars Farm in South Deerfield, and we just really started with just tomatoes. And from tomatoes, we went to whatever they offer, zucchini, summer, peppers. We started with Foxbard Farm for local burgers. We are making a local stuffed meatball, which we just added to our new menu, which I brought for you to sample.
Oh my God. I feel like my entire life and existence as an Italian-American descendant revolves around the meatball. So, although you're eating pizza, Phil.
I'm eating the pizza. And what's local about the pizza? It's gorgeous.
The zucchini, the peppers, farmstead cheese from Chase Hill Farm.
Oh, wonderful.
I found that as far as like sourcing at local, CISA has been a big help. That's how I got in touch with Farmstead. I came to a meet and greet actually at Sylvester's here a couple years back and got in touch with them. So I started buying local cheese from them.
Apart from the meet and greet, I guess what was the psychology? But I'm eating pizza right now and I'm talking with my mouth full.
That's okay, Molly.
To say, let's try to make a little bit more of an intentional decision to buy local. Was there an aha moment, I guess?
I don't think there was an aha moment. It was more of a slow incline to the aha, this is really what we should be doing. This is what everybody's doing. And it's great to support your local community because we, as a locally owned restaurant, want to be supported also by our community. Because there's other things. There's, you know, Applebee's and 99's, which we struggle with all the time as far as, you know, the rotary traffic and getting people up into the center of town.
And Phil, you mentioned that is sort of a third side of town that we, you know, I mentioned the People's Pint Taylor's Tavern divide, but the Applebee's is the elephant just slightly outside the room.
Right. And it enables, again, Interstate 91 to serve this purpose of not ever connecting with the towns that are along, you know, up and down the valley.
I know when Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban are in town and they decide to pull off and go to Applebee's instead of like some of the fantastic places to go downtown in Greenfield.
Well, it's basically saying it doesn't matter where I am right now. Applebee's is the same in any part of the country you go to.
Right.
And that's what you're getting.
So has the Taylor's Tavern side of town embraced the local agriculture stuff that you're doing? I'm assuming that price points may have had to change to reflect that a little bit at least. And what has their response been? The people, the regulars of Taylor's Tavern are being going there as long as you've been there, 23 years, Cheryl Johnson.
Well, they've been very receptive. With the new menu, a lot of people have been trying all our local dishes, the burgers, the meatballs, the wraps, and just really enjoying them. We get compliments on, you know, the cheese from Farmstead.
What do you want people who have never tried Taylor's that may be part of the, you know, the going and eating out in downtown Greenfield restaurant scene to know about you guys that they might not?
Well, that we are locally owned and we have been around for almost 30 years and we are, you know, on the rise of buying more local. You know, our motto is that we believe the most important meal of the day is yours.
I like that because I don't eat breakfast. And I should mention Local Hero Restaurant Days is August 21st and 22nd, coming up really soon, celebrating all the Local Hero restaurants of the Valley.
That's right. There's about 45 restaurants participating where they're going to be featuring what they may be doing every day, but highlighting it a little bit more, what's local on the menu. And I think last year, Monty, you and I were talking about how last year when we did the figures, it was over $1.5 million of locally grown farm products being bought by our Local Hero restaurants.
Mm-hmm. Has it gone up?
We haven't done the figures yet, Monty.
We've got to do those numbers.
Stand by.
We're crunching the numbers as we speak. Well, Cheryl Johnson from Taylor's Tavern, I'm glad to know, as somebody who's in Greenfield a lot, that you guys have made this commitment to do that. And I wanted to give kudos to you and your owner, who I see while I walk by that restaurant sitting in the window with his shorts on, no matter what time of year, for doing this. And I think it's great. And as somebody whose life has revolved around the meatball, I give this 2 Italian thumbs up.
Thank you, Monty.
Cheryl Johnson from Taylor's Tavern and Restaurant, a local hero restaurant. And Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, buylocalfood.org.